Thank you. Listening for my name, and I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name. Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. My Savior called, I will answer. I'll be somewhere, listening for my name. I'll be somewhere, listening for my name. If my heart I'll be somewhere listening for my name. one more time. What's that gonna feel like when you hear your name called? Yeah. We should have started an hour earlier. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. I obviously am too. I'm really happy to be here. To be gathered together with the bride of Jesus Christ, because he said that we were the Word bride, amen. The Word church,
amen.
And that we are purchased by the blood of Calvary, but only that Word bride will hear that word and recognize who that they are, and that's who that we are. That's who you are. Amen. Amen. I like to read something that Brother Branham said on things that are to be. He says, therefore, we must be that Word bride. And what is the Word bride? The manifestation of the hour, the bride, not a creed, not a denomination, but a living oracle of God, a living attribute of God, displaying to the world the attributes of God.
Amen.
The living bride, living the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of the living bride of Jesus Christ. Yeah, you should stand. That's who you are. You should be so happy. We are the living bride, the living Word, veiled in human flesh, and the world don't know nothing about it. That one definitely deserved a standing ovation. Amen. Maybe see. He said, the living Word, he said, he spoke it, so it must come to pass. We're such a creature of time. We believe, and that's what all these ragweeds are out here saying, that, well, Brother Branham said something that's never come to pass. Well, a lot of things that's in the Scriptures never come to pass yet. But it will.
Amen.
It's been spoken. It has to come to pass. Amen. He said everything is pre-planned of God. It's already planned out what we're doing. What we're doing here tonight, it's already been pre-planned. Preordained, predestinated before the foundation of the world. He knew you was going to be here. He even knew when he says that that bride gets out of step, God don't count that time. Well, he knew what was going to happen. He already knew that. That's God. That's the infinite God. He knows everything. If he knows every time a gnat blinks his eye, what's he know what his children are going to do? Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's where we can say that the footsteps of the righteous are predestinated and ordered of God. So we have nothing to fear. Because it's ordered of God. He knows it. He knows what's going to happen before it's going to happen, and he's there. Sometimes he puts us through the test. Sometimes it's a tough test. But just hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. He's never let me down, and he's never let you down. You've let him down, and he's never let you down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Seated. Now, if I was him, I wouldn't put up with me. But I'm so glad that he does. I'm so thankful that it just seems like the same thing I ask him to forgive me for is over and over and over again. It seems like I would learn if my children did that. Well, let's not go there. But it's true. He never fails us. He never leaves us. He's always there. He's always there wherever we are, whatever we do. He says the footsteps of the righteous are predestinated and ordained of God when you're in the will of God. That's why we always have to be in the will of God. He has to be first in all things and everything that we do. Put him first. Ask him first before we do everything. So I'm saying the first thing when you get out of bed, you better hit your knees. Actually, you better already be talking to him before you hit your knees. It's like, Lord, thank you, Lord. It should be on our hearts and on our minds all the time. It is. Is he on your heart and mind all the time? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Sorry you got to keep standing, but that's just, praise the Lord. That's the unity of the bride, is because we do feel that way and we feel that tug that's on our heart. I love what Brother Branham said, and he taught us the deep is calling to the deep. So if you have something, it's like, I want more of the Lord Jesus in my heart. I want to be more like him. You know what that means? It means it's out there for you. He's already provided it. That pre-plan that his Holy Spirit, the more that you want. And we've been hearing that he's away right now, preparing a place for us. That's what we've been hearing, that rapture and the things that are to be. He's there preparing a place for us. How wonderful, Brother Branham said, some people like mountains, some people like plains, some people like valleys. He said he made it all because that's what you like. He wants it to be perfect for you. He wants it something that you enjoy. Isn't that something? He wants us, he thinks of us, he loves us so much that he's going to do that. So if we enjoy this here that it is, I love going and seeing the mountains and the streams. I love the valleys and I love the ocean and I love all the places. And if this is just a shadow of what's over there, what's it going to be like when that new Jerusalem comes? How wonderful is that going to be for the bride? No sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no nothing. He says, and the reason that we know these things is because God sent a prophet. That's how come we know these things. He said, amen. God sent a prophet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. He's seated. He says that God's prophet is just a reflection. He's a reflector. He says he can't even speak his words. He says he only speaks God's words. Amen. God's words. Amen. He comes in, I like this, I really love this. He says, the Bible is a book of God. He says, which is a book of prophecy, wrote by prophets, interpreted by prophets. Wrote by God through by his prophets, but the prophet is the one that interprets it to us. So we don't even know what the Bible said until he sent God's prophet along. And then he told us what all these mysteries were. He revealed them all to us. We're going to find out more of them tonight. Amen. It just keeps going and going and going. There's no end to it. We don't even know. It's even like you said about the Holy Spirit. It's just a portion. It's just a little bit. Everything can be imitated, he said, though. He said it wasn't the Holy Spirit. He said that rain falls on the just and the unjust. And how can that be? Only that word bride that says amen to every word. That's the showdown right there. That's the showdown. Because nobody else can say amen to every word. Only the bride. He said he is his own interpreter by the prophets. And what does he do? He foretells the future of what's going to happen. And we're living in that future. And like we've been saying, that when these words were spoken, we have to believe that they were more current now than they were then. Because it didn't, it's like he said in Malachi 3, he says, it didn't happen then. When he spoke these things, it didn't happen then. It's the time. Now is the current time. Now is the time we're living in the last closing of time that's coming on. He even says on there about the seed. He says, you take that seed, and he says, that chaff was just a carrier. And he says, when it was tender, and he says, when you opened it up, he said, if it got in the sun then, he said, it would burn it up. He said, it would burn it up. But now it sits in the presence of the sun, and he says, now it's getting mature. It's maturing on God's word. Setting in the presence of the sun. Amen. Living in this bride age, we know that it's God because God picked the man to do it. And that's what's so important, that we know what the angel of the Lord told him. If you get the people to believe the message you bring. Oh, I like that.
Amen.
I like that. Amen. That deserves a hug. Can't trick you. Amen. That definitely wasn't a ding. You'd be seated, please. Oh, that's right. It's God picked the man, the messenger, and he said, if you get the people to believe you,
amen,
like you heard on one of the Jubilee tapes, he says, don't fail to mention you believe what I said.
Right.
When you go before that throne, that you believe exactly of what he said.
Amen.
God's the one that chose the messenger. He says he picked his nature, he picked the man, he picked his style of preaching to catch the attention of the bride of Jesus Christ. And he picked that man, and that man of Malachi 4 is none other than Reverend William Marion Graham.